Today's reading is in Genesis chapter 27, verse 1. Genesis 27, verse 1. When Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son?" And he answered, "Here I am." He said, "Behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now then, take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and prepare for me delicious food, such as I love, and bring it to me, so that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to his son Esau. So when Esau went to the field to hunt for game and bring it, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "I heard your father speak to your brother Esau. Bring me game and prepare for me delicious food, that I may eat it and bless you before the Lord before I die. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice as I command you. Go to the flock and bring me 2 good young goats, so that I may prepare from them delicious food for your father, such as he loves. And you shall bring it to your father to eat, so that he may bless you before he dies." But Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Behold, my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be mocking him and bring a curse upon myself and not a blessing." His mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go bring them to me." So he went and took them and brought them to his mother, and his mother prepared delicious food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the garments of Esau, her older son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And the skins of the young goats she put on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. And she put delicious food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went in to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Now sit up and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" He answered, "Because the Lord granted me success." Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near, that I may feel you, my son, to know whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob went near to Isaac his father, who felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him, because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. He said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He answered, "I am." Then he said, "Bring it near to me, that I may eat of my son's game and bless you." So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near and kiss me, my son." So he came near and kissed him. And Isaac smelled the smell of his garments and blessed him and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be Lord over your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be everyone who blesses you." As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, when Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also prepared delicious food and brought it to his father. And he said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that you may bless me." His father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" He answered, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." Then Isaac trembled very violently and said, "Who was it that then hunted game and brought it to me, and I ate it all before you came, and I have blessed him? Yes, and he shall be blessed." As soon as Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out with an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and said to his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father. But he said, "Your brother came deceitfully, and he has taken away your blessing." Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has cheated me these 2 times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing." Then he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Behold, I have made him lord over you and all his brothers, and I have given to him for servants, and with grain and wine I have sustained him. What then can I do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, away from the fatness of the earth shall your dwelling be, and away from the dew of heaven on high. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother, but when you grow restless, you shall break his yoke from your neck." Now Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are approaching. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." But the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Behold, your brother Esau comforts himself about you by planning to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to Laban, my brother in Haran, and stay with him a while, until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereft of both you in one day?" Then Rebekah said to Isaac, "I loathe my life because of the Hittite women. If Jacob marries one of the Hittite women like these, one of the women of the land, what good will my life be to me?" Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and directed him, "You must not take a wife from the Canaanite women. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take as your wife from there one of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of peoples. May he give the blessing of Abraham to you and to your offspring with you, that you may take possession of the land of your sojournings that God gave to Abraham." Thus Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Paddan Aram to Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. Now Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram to take a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he directed him, "You must not take a wife from the Canaanite women," and that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and gone to Paddan Aram. So when Esau saw that the Canaanite women did not please Isaac his father, Esau went to Ishmael and took as his wife, besides the wives he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth. Our reading started out with stating when Isaac was old. Commentators calculate, based on time markers that we have in the scripture, that he would have been about 136 at this point. And so he's a little bit unsure about how much longer he would live. It says his eyes were dim, his eyesight had failed. And he seems to be in somewhat poor health in that we see him being awoken to arise and eat at this point. So that may be some indications of his health at this point. But Rebekah comes up with this plan to divert the blessing from Esau to Jacob. Now remember, Rebekah had been told the older would serve the younger. And for whatever reason, maybe Isaac didn't believe that at this point, or maybe he's just not taking that into consideration when he's planning this blessing. But nonetheless, Rebekah essentially decides to take it into her own hands to make sure that what God has said comes to fruition. And she hatches this plan that, by all means, is deceitful. It is a deceitful plan on both the part of her and for her son, Jacob. And we can understand Esau's reaction to all of this, that he weeps about it, that this has all been done, because Isaac is saying, "It's already been done. I've already conferred my blessing." And the blessing contains a lot of blessing. You know, it's you get the fat of the earth, productivity, make many peoples. Others will serve him, including his brother. And so this prosperity of a blessing that he's giving to him is meaningful. Now, someone asked me recently about these blessings that fathers would bestow upon their sons and, you know, how they had power behind them. And I'm not really sure what they believed about giving these blessings. Of course, there is the physical birthright as their possessions that they hand over to their children. But it may simply be that these are prophetic. In some way, they know what God is planning. But I don't know here with Isaac. I'm not sure what's going through his mind at this point. But after this deceitful plan is done, Esau wants a blessing as well. And his blessing is not the same. There's not all this prosperity, but there is strength. He talks about him living by his sword and breaking the yoke off of him. And so he does gain some blessing from him. But it states in verse 41 of chapter 27, Esau hated Jacob because of this blessing. And he decides that he's going to kill him. So Rebekah hatches another plan. Go and stay with my brother Laban. And so then that's basically what he does, though Rebekah uses Isaac in order to accomplish this. She tells Isaac, I loathe my life because of these Hittite women. And so Isaac tells Jacob, go to Laban, take from one of his daughters, don't marry one of these Canaanite women. When we read stories like this, especially about going to take a wife, we think of young men. We think of, you know, today maybe a 20, 25, 30-year-old might be going to look for a wife. But that's not the case here. They're much, much older when he's going over there. So he's not a young man at this point, yet he went along with all of this, and now he goes to stay with Laban. But Esau, he seems to have a bit of that people-pleasing within him, especially for his father. He wants to be somewhat pleasing to his father, though he is a rebellious individual. He had already married some of these Hittite women. And so it states that Esau went to Ishmael. Remember who Ishmael is, another son of Abraham, and took as his wife, besides the wives he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael. So he does something similar, but he goes to Ishmael instead of going to Laban. And so he's doing that somewhat to fulfill what his dad wants, but it's not quite the same. And that's where our reading leaves us off today. And it's a lot to chew on. And I don't want to gloss over the fact that this was a pretty deceitful situation. And I don't want to make it out like Rebekah is free of guilt. I don't want to make it out like Jacob is free of guilt. Because they did go along with it. They did engage themselves in this deceitful plan. It does fall in line with what God intended for Jacob as far as what was told when they were born, but it still was a deceitful plan, and there's just no way to gloss over that. And we see the imperfection in characters like this within the Bible. However, let me just leave you with this one thought. I always try to leave us with one thought for us to meditate on today. And I'm going to go back to that idea that Rebekah was going to, within her power, do basically what Abraham and Sarah were doing, which was to try to make the promise of God come about by their own means. And God doesn't need us to do that. God can accomplish His will by His power. We are simply to do His will. In other words, engage ourselves in righteous activity according to His will. So may we never decide that we will use any sort of sinful means to accomplish what we believe to be the will of God. It never should be. If we're going to walk the narrow path, then we trust God to accomplish His will in His way, according to His timetable. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.